Welcome to The Art of Charm. I'm Jordan Harbinger. The Art of Charm brings together the best coaches in the industry to teach you guys how to crush it in life, love, and at work. Imagine having a mix of experienced mentors teaching you their expertise, packing decades of research, testing, and tough lessons into a concise curriculum. We've created one of the premier men's lifestyle programs available anywhere, and it's free. This is the show we wish we had a decade ago. This show is about you, and we're here to help you become the best man you can be in every area of your life. Make sure to stay up to date with everything going on here and get some killer free ebooks as well as drills and exercises that'll help you become more charismatic and confident by signing up for the newsletter at theartofcharm.com. If you're new to the show but you want to know more about what we teach here at The Art of Charm, listen to the toolbox at theartofcharmpodcast.com/toolbox. That's where you'll get the fundamentals of dating and attraction, such as body language, eye contact, vocal tonality, all that stuff that's more important than you might think. We've got boot camps running every single month here in California. Details at theartofcharm.com, and I'm looking forward to meeting all of you guys here at The Art of Charm. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. I'm AJ, and I'm here with two coaches from The Art of Charm, Johnny and Justin.
Hey.
Hey.
And today we're going to be talking about the friend zone. We're going to explain what it is, how you got there, and give you guys some strategies to get out of it so that you can get the girl.
I think everyone has dealt with it at one time or another.
Yeah, so let's define exactly what the friend zone is for the guys who are listening.
Well, it's she likes you, but she doesn't like you.
So basically, she has a friendship built with you. You've built rapport, but she maybe doesn't have sexual interest, or she values your friendship more than she values your sexual intent. So in that case, she's only really interested in being companions or friends, nothing really sexual. So thinking about it in that way, how are some ways that guys get in the friend zone?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things. There's definitely stuff on her side of it. I mean, perhaps the guy's just not her type. I mean, it happens. Everyone's wired to be attracted to different things. And she just, for whatever reason, just might not be attracted to that guy in that way. So there's one right there. Perhaps she was interested and they dated a bit and the guy, you know, was a little bit slow in making moves. Perhaps he was shy a bit and they got into a lot of rapport, but he did not show much intent. And that turned her off a bit, and that's one of the major reasons that we see for it happening.
Yeah, I like to think of attraction as a window of opportunity, and there is a time to it, and it will close if you don't actually capitalize on it. So I think the problem is a lot of guys have no problem building attraction. If you've listened to the earlier toolboxes where we banter, we have fun, we playfully tease her, we're spiking her interest, we're getting her intrigued, but we're not actually capitalizing on that intrigue and moving it in any direction forward, which is what we as men have to be doing in order to be successful.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of people have certain rules set up for their lives, and another reason could be perhaps it's at school or a work situation, and she wants to concentrate on her career or schoolwork or doesn't want to get involved, so she's wrote people off in those situations. And let's face it, if you're the guy who doesn't get out there very much, and perhaps she's the only girl that's been friendly to you, you're, of course, will start to build some attraction for her. You're going to be interested and slowly start thinking about her in a girlfriend kind of way, and you make your move, and she's already wrote you off the list for that reason.
Yeah, I know a lot of girls have hard and fast rules about dating in the workplace, and we get a lot of guys asking, how do I turn a coworker into a lover? And one of the first things we say is, you know, don't shit where you eat.
Yeah.
Obviously, work is providing money so that you can eat. So the options there might be really appealing because you're seeing them all the time. But if they go south, if things fail, you can end up really screwing yourself up in a work environment that you depend on.
You know, another thing I think that comes up a lot is, you know, maybe she has a lot of options. She's a good-looking girl. She wants to play the field. She doesn't want to be serious. And she sees from the guy who might be interested that she's the only one. And she understands that she's only going to be letting him down because she wants to hang out a bit. And then again, she does not want to get involved.
I know a lot of guys may not believe it, but women are very sexual themselves, and they may only be interested in hooking up and not interested in a relationship. And if you're giving off relationship-type vibes, which we'll cover a little bit later, you know, she may say, this is something that I'm not interested in right now. I really just want to have fun. I want to continue to play the field, and you're ready to move this too fast. So she'd rather keep you around as a friend.
I mean, let's face it. We've already rattled off a bunch already. One more that I'll rattle off. And as I said, there's way more to these, but and who knows? And trying to figure out what the reason is only going to lead you to a straitjacket. So another one is, hey, she's just wrapped up in somebody else. She has drama. She has history with somebody else, and she's trying to put it back together, and she can't even see you for who you are in the moment because she's transfixed on somebody else.
Right. It could be an ex. It could be someone that's shown her some interest that she's really attracted to, but at this point, he's kind of pushed her aside, and she's still wrapped up in him, and she's not ready to make a move necessarily with you. But I think one of the big concepts that guys, especially guys who've followed some of the other PUA type stuff or community type stuff, is they think of the friend zone as this like awful place to be, right? It's this dreaded zone. We try to avoid it as best we can. But we're going to talk about here some reasons why the friend zone can really help you and how you can use it to your advantage.
Before we get to that real quick, I want to point out, I mean, what you're feeling when you get told those words or that you do find out you're in the friend zone. There's a rejection involved that upsets you. There's a lot of history. Well, time and infatuation or that you put into this person, building a relationship into your head, there's a lot of value in that. And it can be pretty defeating, and it can, it can take a lot out of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, when a lot of guys that come through our program, you know, they got friend zoned pretty hard and they take it pretty personally. A lot of times it's not even really about you, particularly when you look at the situations that we just talked about. She's wrapped up in somebody else or, you know, it's in a work environment. It's not necessarily your fault. It's just a matter of preference. And being in the friend zone is not always a bad thing and can take some time getting out.
So that's going back to my point, is that we dread the friend zone because we dread rejection, right? And a lot of the stuff that guys have tried to learn is set up to avoid rejection. But let's be honest. One, rejection can be a good thing, okay? If you don't make a move and you're constantly playing the friend role and trying to be her lover, but she has no interest and she never actually utters those words, you could end up in that situation for years. And we've had some guys tell us that, you know, they were pining after this girl. They thought she was the one. She never actually said, let's just be friends. But all of her actions were of friendship level, and all of your actions were trying to be a lover. You can waste a lot of time and miss a lot of other good opportunities with women that actually want to be with you.
And those feelings are going to build up, and they're going to build up resentment, and it's going to build up resentment towards her. And not just towards her, to the whole female population. It's not healthy. And how many guys have said to themselves, that's the last time I do something nice for a girl, or see what happens when you're nice to a girl, you get buried in the sand. And that's just not realistic at all. And we want to look at it in a logical manner. And we also want to make it easy for you that if you do find yourself in that situation or things are just not working out in your favor, we want to look at it in the correct manner.
So what I encourage you to do is, if you guys have women in your life right now that you're thinking about being in a relationship with, hit the gas a little bit, escalate a little bit, physically touch them, show some intent, show some interest that's beyond friend level so that she can tell you whether or not she's interested, because you don't want to be spinning your wheels. And I think that's even worse than the friend zone. When it's not clear that you're in the friend zone, she's put you in the friend zone, but you haven't pushed far enough to actually hear her say those words, let's just be friends.
Right. I mean, if you don't push to find that line, you know, you're never going to know where that is. And it's women will always respect you for going after what you want, even if they're not interested at the moment.
I think that's a really powerful concept that needs to almost be reiterated, because I know there's countless examples in my life where I've been told no, only to later find a yes. But I acted instead of apologizing or trying to figure out a way to do something without actually taking that action step.
It frees up time, and it also frees your mind so you can start moving on to something else. I mean,
right.
Putting people in a place to make a decision is a very powerful place for you to come from.
So why is a friend zone not a bad thing?
Friend zone actually can be a really good thing. From my own personal experience, it opens up the door for a lot of opportunities It allows you to get into a new social circle, particularly if she has a lot of hot friends. And if you can be the cool guy that doesn't take it personally and still hang out and be, you know, that high value guy, that's actually going to build attraction and work probably in your favor later down the road.
Well, we see it a lot. I mean, most young guys or inexperienced guys, the minute they see any silver sparkly object, go directly for it without seeing the benefits of allowing themselves to be friends, and now getting exposed to a plethora of more women, or even if it's online in your career or work, to friend somebody in your field and then get exposed to all those contacts and all that social networking that you can do there.
And most women over time will sleep with their friends. They will hook up with their friends. So it's not something that you want to run for the hills and necessarily ditch. Now, obviously, you don't want to invest more time and energy in, but it's okay to hang out, be friends, grab drinks, meet her other friends. It's not the end of the world. And I think that's the concept that I really want to reiterate to the guys who listen to the show, because we get these questions all the time. And I think the friend zone has really been demonized within the community as this awful place. But if you move to a new place, like Justin moved to LA, and you're trying to set up a social circle, you're trying to be a cool guy, you want to have multiple options in your life, you don't want to be taking swings at every girl you come across. It's okay to have girls that are actually friends that will bring other girls into your life.
Well, how hard is it to even end up in a friend zone when you do have options? You are not just chasing that one girl. You are not just spending one time transfixed on thinking about her and building an imaginary relationship in your mind. So you're spreading time and thought towards, you're spreading it out. You're not being needy. You're not chasing after. You're not looking on Facebook to see where she's going to be this evening so you can
bump into her. Air quotes included.
It's funny, none of you guys couldn't see it, but all of us did it, the air quotes at the same time on that.
Johnny, we know if you listen to the show, you are driven. In fact, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
We have hired a lot of team members over the last 17 years. Going through endless resumes, well, that's a time sink. But you know what else is a time sink? Interviewing endless people, because they're all going to give you the best face forward.
That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/charm. Just go to Indeed.com/charm right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/charm. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed. Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's kajabi.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
All right, let's get back to the show.
Well, we've all been there, right? I think that's the other thing that I want to point out is I've been friend-zoned, Justin's been friend-zoned, Johnny's been friend-zoned. It happens, okay? Absolutely. If you're following the game plan that we've put forward in the other Toolbox episodes, you're showing intent, you're going after what you want, you are going to come across girls who, as we say in class, maybe want pizza when you're offering Chinese. It's going to happen. But the odds of her having a pizza lover, or a Chinese lover, I should say, in her social circle are pretty high. And hot girls hang out with other hot girls. You don't really see too many hot girls hanging out with girls that are below them. So if you think she's hot, it's worthwhile exploring her social circle to find someone else in there that might actually be down.
Well, here's another one. I mean, just having a few friends that are girls that you can call and you can hang out with, and they're going to introduce you to your friends. When we talk to women, and we've done research through the other podcasts, And just for our classroom materials, and we're looking at the research online, what do girls say that their number one way of meeting men is?
Their social circle.
Yeah. Their social circle, through their friends. So if you have rad girls saying, meet my friend Johnny, he's fucking rad, then all of a sudden you're safe, she can make a move, her friend is like, he's just my good buddy, he's my brother, take a whack at him, you know, you're in.
Now, I think what you're trying to say is there's different levels of commitment in the friend zone. There's a level of commitment to just fun, going out, being that fun, playful guy after hearing let's just be friends. And then there's the wrong level of commitment that I think a lot of guys find themselves trapped in, and that's still trying to get one over, trying to turn her into a lover, trying to push her further even when she said no. So I think there's really the point of getting the confirmation you're in the friend zone, no, let's just be friends, and utilizing that to your advantage instead of utilizing it to your disadvantage, which is spending countless hours thinking about her, trying to come up with strategies to win her over further. You're much better off pacing things, pulling back, and showing that other women are sexually interested in you. Because now you can build up a little bit of jealousy. You can build up the thought that, hey, maybe I did skip over this guy too fast. Maybe I put him in the friend zone too fast. Clearly he has other women attracted to him.
Here's the great thing, though. When she's introducing you to her friends, and now they're all making moves on you, you won't even be thinking about her because now you're in it.
Right. And there's nothing better than being at the bar with a group of four or five hot girls and maybe being one or two of the guys in that group. I think a lot of guys see this and they have to go out alone. They have to only approach strangers, and then they have to try to win them over. Well, that's a very big uphill battle. So why not give yourself some value before you even enter the bar by going out with attractive women who, you know, right now aren't sexually interested in you, and utilizing that to your advantage, having fun with them, being seen, being social with hot women is going to attract other hot women into your life.
Let's move on to the mindset of that. I mean, we discussed it a little bit there, and it's obviously A, that it's a good thing, B, that we're going to be able to meet other people. But definitely, as you mentioned about the levels, that we're not going to spend all of our time trying to win her back. We're just now, she's friend-zoning us. Great. We're going to be her friend.
Accept and move on and utilize the friendship to your advantage. Don't accept and then try to combat it. And I think that's the losing strategy that we want to avoid.
Absolutely. I mean, look at this as an opportunity when it does happen. Because there's, you never know where this social circle could take you. It could open up the doors for a lot of opportunities that you would have otherwise missed had you taken it personally.
And I think that's really the important key here is your reaction to her reaction of no. She's saying, let's just be friends. How do you react to it? Do you react in a high value way, which is, okay, that's cool. Fine with me. I push a little bit. Now I know where you're at. I'm still going to be here. I'm still going to be fun and cool. I'm going to be going out and be the party guy. Or are you going to react negatively and then dig yourself a deeper hole by pining over her, continuing to like everything on Facebook, chasing her down, and as we said, bump into her? You know, those are strategies that aren't really going to do you any favors. The important thing is once she says that, put her outside of your mind in terms of a sexual interest and focus your energy on the other women you are sexually interested in. Okay, you got confirmation that she's not interested sexually. That's fine. So let's put the energy that we now had directed towards her, towards the other women in your life that are interested. And if there aren't, find some other women that are interested. And we're going to talk about online dating and some other fun things you guys can do in later Toolbox episodes. But let's be honest, if you're going out there and you're having fun and you're following the Toolbox, you should have lots of different options in your life. You should never have all of your eggs in one basket, so to speak. So we have the right mindsets. How do we play this new social circle that we've just entered to our advantage?
Well, I think we talked about that a little bit there of being now the cool guy that you are friends with her, and then you guys can hang out, and that you're not going to be chasing her when you're hanging out. You're not going to be coming from that needy place of trying to win her back. So now that you are, you're hanging out, she's going to be introducing you to her friends. You're going to get the thumbs up. You're going to see a lot of attraction coming from a lot of different places now because, as we mentioned earlier, most women enjoy meeting men within their social circle. And so now you have this opportunity that now that you're vouched for and you're in, you can chill back a little bit and now start looking at options and now start going through who might be a good fit or who's willing to meet you at your own needs, whether it be a girlfriend, whether it be casually dating, whether it be hooking up.
Well, it's funny, in leading up to this episode, Justin and I were sort of talking about how we actually friend zone girls ourselves. So we're not going out to the bar taking swings at everything. Instead, we're actually welcoming girls into our social circle, not showing any sexual intent on our end, because we know that we want to be hanging out with women. We want women in our lives, and not just the ones that are sexually interested, but the ones that are interested in having fun and adding to our life.
Absolutely. You know, the more, I've always believed that the more people you have in your life, the more rich it becomes. So if you have more girls to hang around with, then it just opens up more opportunities. It just, for me, it doesn't make sense to close doors trying to go after one person.
Close doors, burn bridges, yeah. Torch in the place.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other reaction that really a lot of guys do is they hear right. No, and then they're like, okay, I'm going to ignore you. I'm going to be too cool for school. You're beneath me now. And they think that if they just play themselves up as this really cool guy and ignore her, that they're going to do themselves favors. And it really doesn't work that way. And in fact, she's going to tell all of her friends now that you're a douchebag, you're not worth their time.
I blew him off, now he's calling me a dumb bitch and blah, blah, the rest of it.
Right, which is the exact opposite, where if you actually take it from a cool standpoint and a high-value standpoint, she's going to invite you to her parties. She's going to invite you when her friends are going to go out for happy hour. She's going to invite you to a whole lot of events that open up those doors for you and give you a lot of options.
And when her friend is complaining that she hasn't met any cool dudes lately, you want to be the first guy out of her friend's mouth.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Have you met Justin? Have you met AJ? And now you are in. And guess what? There's barely any work to do. She's done it all. She's vouched for you. She built you up. She made you awesome. And now homegirl is just thinking, I just got to hang out, show a little interest. It's good stuff.
The other thing that I love about the friend zone is when you use it to your advantage, and we talk about going to the same places over, making a couple home-based bars or venues sure. that you really like yours. Even if you have a date, let's say a woman you met online, and you're bringing her out to the same bar that you know the girl who friend-zoned you is at, she's still going to give you a warm welcome, and now your date is not going to know that you're a friend-zoned. So you can walk into the venue, hug 3-4 girls that you're friend-zoned with that are hot, and the girl you brought in is like, wow, this guy is cool. Clearly chicks dig him. Clearly he knows how to be social and have fun. And now you've just gotten bonus points off of something that, again, a lot of people would see as a negative. So it's utilizing all those options you have to your advantage, even if you know that it's not a sexual option. And I know I've burned through at least probably 4 or 5 girls in this larger circle that Johnny and I share here in LA, where I've tried to go sexual, I've tried to escalate, and they're like, no, not now. They're kind of party girls too. They're not really interested in anything. But the thing is that they don't know that I've done it with all five of these different girls.
Oh, yeah.
So they're still warm and friendly to me, which means the next girl that gets added into the social circle, I might take a whack at, I might not, but they're still warm with me. And that goes a long way when I'm bringing strangers from outside the social circle around them.
I think at this point, we can move on now to just dealing with, so now that you do see someone you like, let's put it together how you won't end up in the friend zone, or that if you do, it's going to be in the proper friend zone.
And your choice.
And your choice, exactly.
I think that's really what we want. Ultimately, we strive for is for us to be in the driver's seat in our dating life and for us to have choice and options. And I know that's why a lot of guys tune into the show, is they feel that their dating life is a little out of their control. They feel like they're just getting what comes at them, but they don't have any control. So, you know, there is a way to avoid the friend zone, and there's also a way to put girls in the friend zone.
Just on that tip that you just mentioned, I mean, how great does life feel when you are in control of your dating life? How easy is life? How easy is it to focus on work when you're in control of your dating life? How easy is it to move forward with family and friends when you're in control of your dating life? When you're not complaining to your best buddies constantly about the same girl and wondering what's going on. I mean, this allows you to be an extremely attractive person.
Yeah, and I have buddies that kind of lose track of the different girls that are in my life when we catch up. And it's a great place to be in, you know? It's not the same girl over and over and over. Oh, wow, you know, this didn't work out or this did. It's, hey, who are the new girls in the mix? And how'd they get in the mix? Because I have a vibrant social circle that I've built through friend-zoning myself, being friend-zoned, but using it to my advantage. And that's really the key. So to avoid the friend zone, we kind of hinted at it, but I think the really big thing that a lot of guys do, especially when meeting someone, is they dive straight into rapport because that's the easiest for us, right? It's easy for us to connect. Naturally, as humans, we're wired to connect. So we don't actually focus on spiking any interest or showing any sexual intent. We try to just befriend people. And because we do that naturally, it happens a lot when we meet women we're attracted to. We sort of fall into that same frame of, let me connect with her, let me see what we have in common, let me find out all these details about her, let me share my emotions with her, but nothing really to set you apart from all the other guys who are doing this. And that's really the fastest way to get in the friend zone in my mind. And that's why from the toolbox, we focus on to start banter to pique that interest and be playful and silly in a teasing manner can help you avoid falling into the rut of interview type questions.
Well, I think there's a lot of men out there who don't realize that they had an opportunity and because they didn't do anything about it, or as you mentioned, they went down the rapport road. We all know that women like to talk and gossip and share emotions. And so that's a guy at first is going to see that as a win because she's sharing. But now because she's sharing so much and she's in the driver's seat. She can continue dumping on you what's wrong in her life. And now she doesn't want to lose that because none of her friends are going to listen to that. And no one else is going to listen. So why is she going to ruin that when you're willing to sit there and listen all the time about it? It's in her best interest not to lose her new therapist or her new best girlfriend with a purse.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit it there. At least that's one of the surefire ways you know you're in the friend zone, which she's complaining about other guys to you. So, you know, how do we get out of that? And it goes back to the banter and building attraction, which is curiosity plus interest. I mean, that's a great mindset to have when you first go into the interaction talking with her.
Showing interest in her, and then when things are moving well, showing that you're interested in her.
In a sexual way,
as a potential partner, partner.
Lennon and McCartney, Jagger and Richards, Watson and Crick, AJ and Johnny. What about the perfect duo when it comes to growing your business? Well, that's you and Shopify.
That's right, Johnny. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling your own fire merch or promoting your productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered.
Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star.
What I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, as well as millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries.
Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. And AJ, you don't have to just sell your stuff anymore. With Shopify Collective, you can curate products to sell from the brands that you love, giving your customers more variety and your business more sales.
Shopify is your no-excuses business partner. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/charm. Go to shopify.com/charm now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/charm.
All right, let's get back to the good stuff.
That's the other thing that we, as guys, tend to avoid, right? Because we're so afraid of rejection. We don't want to show that sexual intent. We feel like if we show it and she rejects it, then we're really in a hole. And that's terrible. But what ends up happening is we dance around it so much that that window of attraction closes before we can actually show the intent. And hey, what do you know? We're stuck on the outside in the friend zone where we didn't want to be. So the important thing, as I said, you know, make a mental checklist in your head. Are the women that you're currently interacting with have and you're interested in sexually, have you conveyed that to them in any way? Now, touch is a very powerful way. And we have episodes on touching properly. Touch really communicates a lot to her, and you can instantly cut through the noise, so to speak, with touch. But the other thing is vocalizing it. I really dig you. Yeah. Asking her out on a date instead of waiting months and months and months and constantly being that coworker that has all the answers for her, that's always there to help her, but never actually takes the next step that's like, I dig you.
Well, putting her in that place to make a decision, because the longer you wait, the longer you're in limbo, the longer you're letting other opportunities pass you by.
And the more it hurts.
And listen, how much have we heard? You can get more energy, you can make more money, but you cannot get more time. And I'm sure everyone has a story of time that they wasted on somebody. If only they would have went for it earlier and found out.
Well, there's one classic story that comes to mind. I was in high school and I was kind of pining after this one girl who was like the really popular girl. And she had a lot of options and she didn't really know I was pining after her. I didn't show any intent, but all my friends knew and my social circle knew. And there was a girl who was just on the outside of my social circle who was interested in me, but she could never break through to me. And then it was a number of years later, we ran into each other at the bar. And she was like, oh man, I was so into you in high school, but you were so wrapped up in Rachel. And I'm like, Whoa, you were into me? And she's like, yeah, I was totally into you, but you know, you had your eye on this prize and I wasn't showing any intent, so I was friend-zoned by Rachel. Yeah. And now I had someone who was in my social circle who was totally willing and totally interested in being my girlfriend, but I was blinded because I had tunnel vision. And I really want to make sure that you guys avoid that, because that's a terrible feeling. It sucks for her and it sucks for you.
Oh, yeah.
So don't be that guy, especially part of this podcast, part of the reason we started all this is to become men, right? We joke around about being a playful boy in the banter stage, but ultimately we want to be men. And what men do is they take action. They make choices that are conscious and they act on them. And if you're not doing that, you're not in control of your dating life.
And she'll respect you for taking action. And this is what I think a lot of guys fear is, okay, so if I make my move now, then she won't even hang out with me. And trust me, if you make your move and she says no, she's going to see you as a man who takes action, as a stand-up guy, if you respect the no.
Well, so long as you don't take it personally, though. That's key, is not taking these things personally. Just because she says no now doesn't mean that's a forever. It's not a definite thing. No just means not right now.
Yeah, and with that and not being reactive with that no will allow you to hang in there and be a friend, and be a cool guy. You know, there are going to be a few guys listening to this podcast who are thinking, all right, well, I am in the friend zone. Is there anything I can do to get out of it? And we always say, let's try to avoid it. But if you are in it, here's what you can do, right?
So the level of commitment is really the biggest thing in my mind that guys get wrong. They think that if they just expend more energy and more commitment on her, they can win her over and swing her back in the direction of being a sexual interest. And quite honestly, that's not a winning strategy. So that means, you know, maybe remove her from your Facebook feed. Maybe don't always be available and answer everything. She has other friends. She has other best friends. You don't need to be her emotional tampon, as we say, constantly ready to pick up the phone whenever she calls. And let's be honest, if she is dumping you on that, cut it off. Don't allow it to happen. Just because you're on the phone with her and she wants to go on and on about some guy who's treating her like shit, just tell her the truth. You know, I'm really not interested in this right now. We going out for drinks? Are the whole crew going out? Change the subject. Cut it off. Don't allow yourself to continually be put in that place because all she's doing is taking advantage of you.
I will say that if you feel that you've overstepped your bounds and you had been very needy and very approval seeking and have chased her a while and you feel pretty bad about it, you need to drop time from the whole thing altogether and just separate yourself for a bit and kind of reinvent yourself.
I call it the fade into darkness. And what that means is you slowly stop responding to texts. You don't answer calls. You text when you want to text, but you're not constantly waiting by the phone, and you're certainly not liking everything on Facebook. You're not as present in her life as you had been up until this point. Because the other thing is, she's not going to really flip and change her mind until she starts thinking, where did that guy go? What's up with him? If you're constantly in her face, she knows where you stand. She knows you're awesome. Waiting for her to say yes. So you've given her all the power. But if you pull back, now her mind can start to wander and be like, well, maybe he's seeing somebody. Maybe I'm not the one. What happened to that guy? He was really cool. It's going to allow the other guys to douche themselves out. If you're constantly in her face, you're constantly in her grill, you're constantly available, she's not going to value you. And what's going to end up happening is you're going to, as Johnny said, waste time, which is the most valuable commodity.
And I think a really good way to put this into strategy is just owning up to your own schedule. Keep your own schedule. Do what you want to do and focus on yourself. Stop wasting energy and put that energy back into you, because that's what really matters, is your life, your lifestyle. And, you know, like AJ said, when she starts wondering what happened to this guy, you're starting to build interest and curiosity again, which is the basic building blocks for attraction.
And give it about 6 months. If you re-enter her life or whatnot, you're going to have another chance. And now you might have another chance to take a whack at her. Now you've been gone so long, maybe you...
Or who knows?
Or now that you're back in to where you can be a good friend and go out and be part of that social circle.
You may not even be interested in her anymore after 6 months.
Usually what happens.
I mean, let's be honest. When we're in that stage of infatuation, we're really... over the top attracted to her, our mind can start to fill in blanks and sort of scrub out some of the rough edges that she has. And you can build her up in a way that is not even possible for her to attain. So if you pull back and allow yourself some space to breathe, figure out what you want, and come up with a plan, guys. You know, I think the other reason that guys tend to get stuck in the friend zone is that they don't have a plan of action. They don't actually have things to do that are fun that they can invite people to. Instead, they're asking, what's up? What are we doing? Relying on her. But put together a social plan. Go out and meet new people. Go attend a concert that has always interested you. Go to an event locally that's interested you, but you've put off. Allow yourself to find your passions again without involving her. And that may mean, as I said, blocking her from your feed, putting her number on Do Not Answer, not setting notifications every time she texts. But dropping her from the front of your mind will allow you to recalibrate and get back to you, which is ultimately when you're going to be your most attractive. You're not attractive when you're needy. You're constantly thinking about some other girl. Certainly not when you're going on dates with other women. They can feel that. So allow yourself to fade into darkness.
You'd be surprised how exciting life gets when you're not wrapped up in that one person. And when they're gone from your life, you'll be surprised to see all the great things going on where you live that you can be a part of to start meeting new people.
Yeah, and now introduce her to your new social circles. Now we're adding value. Now we're not being needy. Hey, I found this cool spot. You got to meet these people. Invite her and her friends out to that. Be that social ambassador that, again, is something that we've talked about time and time again, is an attractive quality. So friend zone, lack of attraction. We got there because maybe we didn't pique her interest in the very beginning, Or maybe we never actually showed that intent to capitalize on the attraction. So those are really the ways that you can avoid it in the future. And I do think that if you have further questions, feel free to email us. I know we love answering your guys' questions. If there's a specific girl, I will tell you, though, 9 times out of 10, our answer is going to be put yourself out there and find some other women. Because there really is no one specific girl that has everything that you possibly want. I've heard it time and time again. I've thought it myself. And you're not going to really see that if you only have tunnel vision.
And if this is the first podcast you had stopped on with us, go back and listen to the Toolbox, and you'll see strategic, surefire ways of making this happen for you, where you can start to control what's going on in your life, in your dating life.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, guys. This was a fun one.
Cheers, guys.
All right. Show feedback and guest suggestions. We rely on you guys to help keep our finger on the pulse. So if you know someone who's a good fit for the show, let us know at jordanh@theartofcharm.com. Bootcamp details for our live programs also at theartofcharm.com. And that's where you're going to find links to us on Twitter, Facebook, and other social media as well. If you're listening to this, but you're not subscribed in iTunes or Stitcher or something like that, then that needs to change. Getting our shows delivered free to your phone or computer is the best way to make sure you don't miss a thing. You can do that by going to iTunes and searching for the Art of Charm podcast, or by going to theartofcharm.com/iTunes and clicking subscribe. That's really it. And you guys can help us. Subscribe in iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. Write something nice and we will love you forever. Just go to iTunes.com/theartofcharm and it'll take you right there. When you write us a review, it not only makes us feel proud, but it helps keep us up in the ranks so that other people who can use this information can find the show more easily to get the credible advice that they need. It's also the best way to support the show other than purchasing products and training from us. So tell your friends, because the greatest compliment you can give us is a referral to someone else, either in person or shared on the web. Now have a great week, go out there and get social, and leave everything better than you found it.